Gen Alpha's spending power is projected to reach 5.46 trillion by 2029 in 4 years. Today, we'll be looking at Gen Alpha's influence on the beauty industry and what you can do to tap into it. Before we get into all of that, we should define who Gen Alpha is. Suzanne, why don't you tell us a little bit more about them?
Well, I'm still here with my mouth open, a little jaw dropping of how many trillion in 4 years? Like, that's
Yeah, I
massive.
know.
I don't know if people are really hearing that number. So I just wanted to say it again. It's like, oh my goodness. Okay, Gen Alpha, technically were born from 2010 to 2025.
What does that make them?
Well, 15 and younger.
Yeah, I think usually like between the ages of like 8.
Yeah, it's kind of like that number. They're actually saying, I think 7 to 12 is kind of like the big ones of the main component of that age group that are really out there buying. Well, let's define who's actually buying that product or that stuff.
Yeah,
But they're
they're not
definitely
buying
pitching it. They're,
it.
yeah, they're out there. They're looking at TikTok, all the social media stuff, and the latest and greatest, and they have a They have a very unique way of their buying power in their households as well, right? And I think that's why I want to bring it up, because some are getting out there in the beauty industry thinking that these are going to be their clients. It's a roundabout way of being a client. It's going to come through their parents.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the child. It could be the child coming in, but really it's the parent, so, or the guardian, or whoever is the person that's buying all of this for them. Maybe it's auntie,
Yeah.
uncle, you know, your best friend's mom, like, I don't know, that type of thing.
And I think it speaks to the times that we're in too, right? Like we, especially in North America, we have the privilege of having that the comfort, the disposable income. So parents are more willing to spend this money on their kids than previous generations have been.
Well, and a lot of it too is because they didn't know. They weren't taught it. So they want to teach it to their kids. So millennials want to teach their children the things that they learned, whereas the generation before that was kind of like you were figuring it out on your own almost, and before that even, right? So now there's much more information about it and keeping care and the health from externally to internally. And I think that's a big part of why it's such a big thing. And also it's that they're It's at their fingertips. So if the
Yeah.
parents aren't on board, the kids know about it. And that's what we need to understand, is that where are they getting the information from? So maybe out there looking at your current clients you have, or if you are reaching out on social media and showing these things, maybe that's how you can educate your viewers on their children. Do you know, like things like that idea? So really educate them through their parents is the first thing that you need to do, unless they're bringing them in. You know, that's an easy one for you already, because then they already trust you and they're coming to
Yeah.
you for advice, which is perfect. That's what we want, right? I remember that like many, many years ago. I was a very, very young girl. She was only 12, 12 or 13, but starting junior high. That's about the age, isn't it, here? I think
Yep.
so. I'm a little out of touch, but I remember having my own kids and thinking, wow, that's awfully young that you want to start waxing them, but in their privates, right? In those areas. And I think, you know, but mom does it. So she wants her daughter at that time. And I said, well, we can. I just had a good conversation with my client and try to understand why she wanted to start Brazilians and, you know, that type of thing. And she just felt it was for hygiene, and she loved it and wish she knew about it at her age too. And I said, okay, like, let's make sure that she understands what she has to do, because they're still having to take care of themselves, you know, hygiene wise, because, you know, think about the ingrown hairs and think about, you know, the products you're using that's not going to, they have very, very delicate skin. And especially even there, we already still have very delicate skin. So helping them understand what to use, how aggressive can you actually get with exfoliation for a 12-year-old, right? So it was just educating the client, but I was really happy at that time. This client came to me and asked me during a session for herself. And that's why this came to mind. It's like, yeah, actually, this isn't new. It's just louder, I think.
But it's also different because the kids have access to the information themselves. So they're not
Exactly.
looking for wisdom or advice because I have kids that age, they already know everything, so they don't need our help. So I think that is where you can actually also use your platforms, your social media platforms, to create content that is catered because they might actually be the ones consuming that content directly and then going to their parent and being like, hey, I want to get a facial or whatever. Kids are so young now that are, have a skincare routine, and which is great because there's more knowledge on the importance of that stuff, and we put more value on self-care. But I think like finding indirect, your social media has got to be like your direct. I would just speak directly to that younger generation, or mix it up and see. Maybe you talk to the parents in terms of like, hey, your kids are getting all this information. Like, use the exfoliation example. Like, what if you debunk myths of exfoliation? Of like, what is being said out there about exfoliation, and what is the, you can be like that wise advice. So then the parents would take it upon themselves to get the right product for their kids, so they're not asking to order something from who knows where.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Or they're getting their gift card and they're going in by themselves and doing it. Or they're ordering online.
Exactly.
It's basically handing the card over, saying, "Yeah, go ahead, use my account," and
Yeah.
then having adverse effects of because they've chosen the wrong one. And this is what's happening out there more than what we realize, I think. But that's the power you have as a professional, because you're going to give them the proper advice of what to use at the line you carry. So on that note, what do you currently have? Don't think you have to run out and buy the next, I don't know, strawberry flavor scrub cream, because that's the trend. I'm just throwing something out there. Probably people are laughing at me. I don't even know what. But it's like, what do you have right now in your establishment that you know that would be the perfect fit for that age group? If you don't know, reach out to wherever you purchase your products from or equipment, whatever it may be, and what do they suggest? Like, it's time to get on it if you're not on it right now. Like, it would be, I think, you just don't want to wait for this one and
What are
watch.
some things that they should be looking for in their product? Like, I think maybe just highlighting a couple of things, like
Well, something that's not going to harm their barrier, so nothing too aggressive as a cleanser. Like, a lot of the younger teens, I'll say, that I've met recently, is they want the gels and the foaming because it looks so cool and it feels so good. I said, but is it okay for their skin? And I think that's educating them on it. I know it's very hard. I have found so far, I'm only talking about a handful of them. And I asked, well, one was my niece, and I asked her to ask her friends, and they really don't want a milk cleanser. They really like the idea of gels and foamies and that type of thing, right? And I said, well, what if I told you, though, it's going to create more oil and more blackheads and possible breakouts and things like that? Would that change your mind? Ask your friends. And like, oh, really, it would? I said, yes, because, and then I'm educating her. So she was kind of my back and forth a little bit, so I could kind of understand what was going on. And they still like they're still influenced by what they see, not so much what it's doing for their skin. They want it to be for their skin.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm trying to say, right? So I think we got to look at, it needs to be mild enough for their skin, so you're not affecting their barrier. Because if it's too strong, you're going to be stripping the skin, and they're so young, right? The other thing is, when we talk about barriers, like, well, sunscreen is an easy one. They should be using sun protection. That's a big one. So if they are looking, and because they're so young and plump and their cell renewal is so fast, they probably have nice hydrated skin. So that's going to act as a barrier and protector and keep that influence from this, well, aging process of things, but also the effects that can happen over time with it. That probably will be I would think it would be an easier sell to the parents, because most of them are using sunscreen right now, whereas the older generation were not. So I'm thinking that would make sense to explain it and the why behind it. And if you're thinking anti-age, well, think how much the sun ages the skin. we know way more now than we did before. So I think that's another one. And then hydration, right? It's trying to keep their skin hydrated. That's usually something that is an easy find in your product line, whether it's body cream for the waxing or if that's, you know, facial creams, things like that. But again, think on the sensitive side, so it's not going to be overpowering to the skin. Yeah, I think that's a big one, right? Is keeping it really simple.
I would also like include, how would you start them off, right? Like have a cleanser and a moisturizer, or have a cleanser and pick out like a really gentle cleanser that you would have in your line, and maybe SPF, and like have that as a little kit that you can, this is your teen kit or your preteen kit, whatever you want to call it, because they need to cleanse their skin. And I think, like, I think with my kids, because they're in that age range, like they have both, of course, because me too, because they both have a skincare routine and they're both very conscious of like using SPF and stuff like that. My kids aren't on social media, so they're not getting that influence, but they're friends. They have friends who are, their friends talk about it. I talk about it. So I think that there's an openness and an existing knowledge base. So, and because of the age group that they are, I think it's not so much educating, it's so much as like enticing them with the look and the specialness of your product.
Well, and that's what they want. They want to say they're using a serum to their
Exactly.
Friend.
So I think that just picking what you have, but it's like, how do you present it in a way that's going to be really appealing to the kids and their parents too?
Yeah. Typically you can find some sheet masks. Those are always fun, and they're on a hydration level. So you know that's going to be good for their skin. It's not going to be overpowering of any way and that way of things, right? But you want to look at, you know, talk about the science backup on it. Like if you're thinking, like in my mind, I'm thinking of Bernard Cassier and their Nutrisensitive line is microbiome balance. So that's a big one. Like, you know, they're talking about keeping the balance of the skin, the healthy bacteria on the skin. So, you know, it doesn't have to be probiotic skincare per se, but you can explain to them, well, you know, this is a probiotic, if that's like a trendy word for them. So really dive into your products of what's out there currently in your hands. And if you don't carry everything of the brand, maybe they have something, right? So it's really about reaching out and asking them. And it can be like, you can have fun with it too. You know, I'm thinking about how it's all flashbacks to my business days, but I had a client who actually convinced me to do a birthday party for her 10-year-old and had a couple friends. And I was hesitant because kids in spas, remember, I come from the generation of, it was, kids were noisy and loud and don't have them in there, and those clients are not going to like it. And it's sad, but it was the facts then. And it was slowly changing already. And I said, okay, well, I said, but you know, let them know that there's some massages going on. So if they giggle, it's okay, but it's not to be loud. Like, you know, we still want the ambiance to be there. And they thought it was the coolest thing. So, you know, my staff and I got together and we did some fun stuff, like cucumbers on the eyes, I remember. And we had them do like choices of foot scrubs for their little mini pedis. And so I didn't use traditionally what we had, but we blended it in. And I think too, like, even when I was at the high school teaching, I remember doing things like make your own lip scrub. Okay, but now you need to hydrate. So what are you going to use after? So we brought ingredients they could take home, do their own thing. And they thought it was really neat. And that was grade 9, was the youngest group. But then my grade 10s to 12s were like, well, how come we don't get that? So then I ran a little workshop for them to do it. But it's been around for a long time, right? So I think the difference, like you said, is now the kids have access to it more so. And the parents aren't following exactly what they're watching. If they are to some degree, for sure. I'm not saying that they're not, but I don't know if they realize how much influence is on it, right? But yeah, something, think fragrance free, like artificially, like, you know, if you're getting a plant-based product line or a natural product, there's going to be smells in it, of course, but it's natural. It's not artificial ingredients. If it's lavender, make sure it's actual lavender in it, not a synthetic form of lavender, for example, right? So keeping it as much as you can. Another thing I think would be really interesting is if, because there's so much about our environment, is finding the recyclable. Is there something that you have currently that you have a refill or something that they can insert and have their jar, but they have that other side of it for the recycling purpose instead of throwing out all the time? So then now they can, you know, kind of talk about that because most of the kids are following, saying mom, dad, or grandma, or whatever, you know, that's recyclable, or that's, you know, put that in your compost, or they're teaching. So maybe that's another way you could talk about it. Say, look how this product line is. And if it's not, well, what is it that you can do to offer that idea for them? You know, do they bring back their empty jar to you? Think outside the box. If your current lines don't offer this, then what is something you can offer them to help them to get 10% off their next purchase because they bring their bottle back to you? Then you recycle it for them. You know, like, yeah, I don't know, special programs or something. It's got to really think about, be really creative, I think. I know it's hard because a lot of folks out there are, you know, this solo entrepreneur and they have so much to go on. But once it's in place, it's done, right? Like, it's not, I don't think it's that huge of a difference to add little things like that, the programs in.
Yeah. I think I read somewhere too, like, although they, you know, Gen Alpha is, you know, into the skincare and makeup and all that, they're still kids. So being playful and having fun is very important too. So I know with a few of the skincare lines, like Bernard Cassier, like there's some products that change texture, like things like that, that can be an experience along with being a product is also something that appeals to them. So have fun with it too. Like it doesn't have to be really serious.
I'm thinking right now in my head, just my little squirrels going, like an easy one would have your own kit set up. If your brand doesn't have it, you do it. And then you put in there a mini treatment plan,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So they have their cleanser, whatever they're using. And, you know, it's technically toners are not quite toners traditionally anymore. They're more than just a toner. So would it be advisable for that? And they could put in a little spray bottle and you spray it on your face, you know, that type of thing. And then, you know, once a week, you're going to do these three steps for your mini facial. And then every day, this is your morning routine, night routine, or it takes effort to start with. You save it so you can print it and add it to your little sachet that you're selling. You know, like there's so many things you could do.
And I would put that like if you have a little desk where you're checking your client out, I would put that there.
Yeah,
you know, impulse buy, because you know they're sitting there, or do you have a waiting room while they're sitting there waiting, like they're looking, and it's like, oh, my kid would love that.
Yeah, and then I mean, I think more for teens than the 8-year-olds, but I'm thinking the young teens, especially because skin starts to change through puberty, is like LED therapy. Like, could they come in and you could do blue light because they're breaking out, or the red, you know, alternate the two, or and I. You know, there's so many little things you could do for them in
I
a gentle.
With Mother's Day, you can have like a mommy and me package with just like LED lights and polish or whatever you do. I don't, you know, just thinking of even Valentine's Day, like you could just have a, you know, Valentine's Day with your daughter or whatever. Like moms would love that. I would love that. I would book it.
Come in for a chocolate facial. How much fun would that be, right?
Absolutely. Like anything that you can, I mean, it doesn't have to be something new that you have. Just put mommy and me to it, and it's special. It's really the power of like picking the right words.
Yes, that carrot, right? That dangles in front. Yeah, I think then, like, if people think about, okay, what kind of teen facials can you do? I actually, then, I'm not sure about now, it'd be interesting people's thoughts on this one, but I mum there. Because they are underage. Every time that I did any service, I said, no, they're under 16. Actually, it was under 18, I think, at the time is what I did, because there was no regulations on it. I thought, oh, no, I don't want any misunderstandings. So I'd have the parent there with you, you know, doing the service, whether it's nails or facial or pedicure or waxing or whatever you're doing with them. I'd definitely make sure that they're present.
In the room?
Yep. I just think because they're underage. So I don't know. That could be an insurance.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see what people would do now. Like, I know if it was my daughter, like, she wouldn't want me in the room. Like, I could be there for the consultation, but part of the experience is to, like, have it. They're not.
Then
they
stay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you would stay there. Interesting. So then I'd have.
I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be in the room, but I would be in the spa, but I wouldn't be in the room with them.
I would have a permission from you saying you're okay with that. I think
100%.
That's
like, I think you have
it.
the Yeah, you have that, what's the consultation with the parent there, have them sign off, say, I'm going to do this, this, and this. But I think it just like, and that's, you know, again, we should hear from our listeners, because that, in my opinion, would take away a little bit from the experience of mom.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly.
I never did any kids when I was doing services. Like, we didn't really, you know, we didn't encourage it at the spa where I worked. It wasn't a thing. Like, it's just a totally different
that's what I'm
time.
saying. It didn't happen with, like I said, all of a sudden I had a few, like a handful in the last few years I had the business. So I was like, wow, this is becoming more popular. It's like, how would I handle this? So it was different then, because it was new. It's not new anymore. So that's fair, right? So, but I definitely have somehow the parent needs to sign off on it. You need to protect yourself with something. Yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I just kind
no,
of.
No, I totally agree with that. Like, they should. Yeah. And I think it's service dependent. Like, you know, if you're doing like a little mini facial or whatever, like it's part of the experience to like be in the room, or however your setup is. Maybe you have an open space, or I don't know. Like, I think some things are, but yeah, always have the parent there when you're doing the consult, the sign off, talking about what's needed. Also, like, you don't want kids to be like, oh no, my mom said I could do that, and it's not something they could do.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Oh, look, she did my eyebrows. And mom was said, don't get your eyebrows done.
Exactly. You know, they can be a little creative.
I think too, when we didn't touch on exfoliation, that's a big one for this generation too, is keeping it really simple, like gentle. So I'm thinking in my mind more like an enzyme based, nothing too aggressive, even though, you know, they want to do the retinols and they want to do all these stronger things, even though they know it's not like you can educate them all they want, but somehow in there you're gonna have to try to explain to them. And then what could they use? So don't say, no, you're too young to exfoliate. It's like, okay, what can I do? What can I offer you? And then try to guide them. Because if I'm going to tell you, you know this, if you don't offer it to them, they're going to find it somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
So might as well educate them on it and do follow-ups and check-ins and that type of thing is, I think, is a really important one. Invite them back a month later for a follow-up. Start building that relationship with them at that age too. I think is a good one to think about, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that like the starter kit's a great idea to get going, and then some sort of informational, maybe guidance in the kit, trying to keep it simple and have one for the sensitive, and then ones that are starting the puberty when the oils are changing and they're having more comedones. So have a couple little kits available. And so that you can go, well, I think you need this one because it's ready. Because that's how simplified I think it would be. It's either they're going to need it or they're not. But yeah, and then step by step, sort of think a really good idea. Be creative. Get on Canva. It's free, folks. Get on there. Make it pretty, flashy. I think would be a great one. Yeah, what else could you do? So what comes to mind too is, because there's so much more in schools, could you offer to be a guest one day at your niece's place, your I don't know, your cousin's school, because they're asking you. I'm thinking of my niece who said, well, you should come to my high school, auntie. And I said, yeah, I should come to your school. You know, it's like there's a lot of things you can do, and do a little presentation about it. And for, I mean, the boys not probably don't want to be in it, or some people don't want it, doesn't matter what gender, right? It's just more informational. So don't be a pushy salesperson when you're doing this. Make sure it's fun and just offer, who would like to try it?
Yeah.
Would anyone like to see it on the back of their hand, or, you know, like offer, but if they say no, don't push it. Be very respectful today, and especially in our society today, is not to push this on anyone, because it's not everyone's routine. So if you are going to a public place like school like that, then think about it that way. Or does your, I don't know, client's child having a birthday party and you want to do it there? Like, maybe that's different. Then make sure their parents know that you're doing it, so that it doesn't come back on you. Or
you could offer, you can offer to have parties at your place too. My daughter went to a birthday party that had somebody come to the other kid's house, and they did manicures, pedicures, and facials. But my daughter did not want the mask, so she didn't. They just opted out of it. Lots of glitter as well. Do not incorporate glitter in any of your services, because the parents will hate you. That was mean.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah,
literally, she came home like covered in glitter. I'm like,
oh my God. And what was that? She did have fun though, didn't she? She did.
No, when I went to pick her up, I walk in through the door, and the mom that was there, she was like, I'm so sorry. My husband's going crazy, but there's glitter everywhere. I'm like, oh, awesome. Like, they, she even regretted it.
Learning curves, hey? Yeah, I think too is that, like we said, define, like, look at the age group. So I would say that younger group that hasn't quite hit puberty per se, to those early teens that are, and then try to figure out which line is best. So I'm thinking, you know, breakouts or your oily congestion, dryness is happening too in teens, and then your sensitivity. So it does fall in those categories, but then what can you use? It doesn't mean that your cleanser could be different. It doesn't mean that. It just means the routine could be different. I think that's what we need to understand. So still make them separate. Make sure they feel like they got their own special little kit. Don't say, oh, well, you could just do this like they do. I mean,
Yeah,
you can't.
no.
You better make sure it's really defined to them. Like you said, they want it. It's their experience through it all.
It
That's
is
it.
about the experience, and I think that's key. Like, it's not just, getting the results. That's what we want. They want to have the experience of doing all this stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think really it's that building a routine for them, help them build that routine. You mentioned that with your own kids, which is great. And then the, you know, that importance of consistency is how they're going to keep up with their skin and share, like, well, if, I mean, I share it, like, all my issues that I have now, because I didn't know better at that age. So if you don't want these little brown spots happening on your face, or these little growths happening on your face, then you sunblock and, you know, things. And then I really that I said, yeah, you don't know now at your age. This all comes later. Oh, okay, good to know. I go, tell your friends. But I think, yeah,
Oh,
keeping it
absolutely.
simple. Yeah, I think that's it. Like you said, I think it'd be cool to do like a little workshop idea for your small groups. Come in as a group of friends, like maybe it's up to four people allowed, or like get creative and have fun with it with them.
And I think, yeah, the have fun is huge. See what's going on in your city. What ideas can you adapt? Or what are others doing in other cities, and you can bring it to yours. So I think it's just figure out a way to get in on it, because 5.46 trillion is a lot of money.
Exactly. And you know what? You've said this before many times, Doreen. You can always chat GPT it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's another
Brainstorming,
one.
it's great for brainstorming.
Yes, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. This was an interesting episode, and we can't wait for the next one. Remember, the 1st and the 15th of every month.
Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.